The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
We are now recording. Thank you, and welcome to another episode of The Damon Hahn Show, starring your hosts,
Hahn,
and Hahn. No, Dave, sorry. God. Hello.
Oh, my God.
And welcome to E37.
E is episode, for those who are not in the business.
And 37 is for 37, our best 37.
This is one of those episodes where Hahn has had a little too much to drink.
Not enough.
And it's going to be his...
belligerent?
It's going to be stupor. Something to be concerned about.
There's going to be a stupor to be had.
Sure. Stoop is definitely a syllable of what Hahn will be tonight.
Dave, have you any bibs or babs? Or do we have a pre-bibs or babs?
This is going to be a problem this episode. And the funny thing is, or the ironic thing is, Hahn has almost all of the content for today.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Well, you claimed you did everything. Whatever. Okay, so I have some bibble babble.
I claim a lot of things.
As I mentioned earlier this evening, we went to Nexus. I think we talked about it on the Rebecca episode, yes?
We
episode
talked about 36. That one and 35.
And then...
No, we didn't.
We went to Ottawa Skeptic Camp.
Yes. And
we talked about that on episode 36 and a half.
We did.
And we talked to a lot of people. We met a lot of friends. Not really. We've been like eight. I don't know. Like,
we made some acquaintances.
Exaggeration. We're not really acquaintances. Like, we'll never hear from them again for the rest of our lives.
We met them, and they are not listening now.
And we gave... Hahn made these terrible cards that had our...
There were cards with our logo and name.
Yeah. Well, this thing that represented our domain... What is it called? Our URL, but it was very hard to read. Anyways, we did our shtick of, like, this podcast is terrible. Don't listen. Please, please. That's true, right?
Universally,
we could talk about that. Like, that's true. This is fact when we're saying it here now.
I believe that's what the UN decided, yeah.
The UN.
The UN.
Okay. Anyways, so we told everyone... We implied everyone, please listen, and we mentioned... Give us an email. Give us your feedback by email. And now it is a few weeks later, and we've received nothing.
That's your bibble bobble? You wanted to bring up this... disturbing, upsetting.
Nobody emailed us,
fact.
Is what I wrote. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, whoops. That was not.
We love
off.
Feedback. We're.
I like feed. Like food. Yeah. And nobody. So either.
And it's not a joke. There's not a lie. We've not received any feedback from any of our new acquaintances. I have received feedback from people who I know listen to the show.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? Who's giving you feedback?
I have friends.
What are you talking about?
I know people.
Are you lying?
I've seen people.
Oh, God. This is drunk Hahn. Did you receive any feedback? Are you just joking? Or lying or whatever you want to do?
No, I have received feedback.
Okay. I would like to know, as half of the show, who have you received feedback?
We're going to talk about this now.
Yes.
I have a friend in Kitchener-Waterloo. Hey, Andy. Who listens to the show. It'll probably take her some time to get to this episode.
Andy's a woman?
Her full name is...
Andrea.
Yes. Mm.
She doesn't like the name? Does she like to be called Andy?
She goes by Andy. Let's not bring Andy into the mix. I'm just saying I've received feedback.
Okay. Why didn't you tell me about the feedback? Normally, any sort of feedback, we tell the other person.
I think I did tell you that I said my friend was saying that she was reading a book that you were reading. I didn't mention this. I thought I mentioned it in Ottawa.
You did say that a friend was reading a book I was reading. But that's the feedback?
That was the feedback.
Was that feedback? Or was that a fact or a coincidence?
I don't know. It was an email specifically about the show.
You said, I have this friend who read the book I talked about and read the book you talked about or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or no, read the book I was talking about, was about to read the book the other person was talking about, right?
Something like that. I didn't realize this was a court of law. I didn't bring my lawyer.
Okay. You're considering
I'm just saying, was there have received feedback.
No, that's not feedback. Was there feedback? Feedback is when you...
Okay, I received someone's talking about the show.
That's not feedback.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Sure.
If I say, like, I saw Susie yesterday on the street, I'm not...
Okay,
describing
so you
Susie.
Were looking for
I'm not saying anything about
constructive
Susie.
Or destructive criticisms.
I was looking for the standard definition of feedback.
How many minutes in are we?
Nari? What?
I seem to be slurring
we're
all my
six
words.
Minutes now.
Okay, well.
When you drunk, I can never speak.
So we're 10% into the show, so that's good.
When you are drunk, you have trouble speaking clearly. And I always have trouble speaking clearly.
Let's...
Because I have a slight speech impediment. Impediment? Problem?
Do you have an impediment in your shoe?
Okay, so... I have another... that was one Bibble Babble.
And you have another?
I wrote down Han to Meek. What I wanted... This is a serious question.
This is like... Hawning 2.0?
The first one was just... It was a joint thing about not getting any feedback.
Okay. No, but I'm saying Hawning. Hawning. Remember Hawning? You came up with this term?
Well, this isn't really Hawning. Like, I'm wondering...
Right, but this is like 2.0. This is like the progression or the next level.
Hold on, I'm eating our sponsor again. I'm having another Pocky. So congratulations, Pocky, for being our unofficial sponsor. No, our official sponsor. What would I say? Is it a legal problem if I call them the official?
It's probably illegal.
No, like, yeah, you're right. If I'm saying they're the official, that means I'm saying they know about this and somehow arrange, have a contract or some payment. No, they're the unofficial sponsor of the Dave and Han Show, episode 37, especially with their strawberry flavor.
Especially unbeknownst to them.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Han's too meek.
Yeah. So, you're too polite. Well, I consider you too polite. And you don't really... You don't want to make a scene or, like, do anything that might make anyone look or...
What?
I don't think... I think New York... Not New York's... What? North America... is going to eat you alive.
Uh-huh.
Whatever, you're halfway through life, so... What am I even saying this for?
I don't know.
Like, when we went to the restaurant, let me explain to our listeners, we went for dinner, and to the Golden Griddle near where I live, and I go there a lot, I'm kind of a regular there, for a lot of takeout, actually. That's besides the point. Well, that is near the point. Anyways, so... There's three people in the restaurant.
It's a giant restaurant, and there's almost nobody eating.
Anyway, so I came in, and I'm like, okay, let's just sit down. We want to sit down, and then we'll get the party going.
Right.
So I went to sit down. I sat down at a table, and then there's Han at the front behind the please wait to be seated sign.
So, you admit that there is a sign that says please wait to be seated.
Yeah, because there was a sign that says
yes.
Yeah. But see, that's
you
the difference.
You chose to ignore it.
You will never proceed past that line. You will never. The sign says it.
That's
Han
not,
is
okay,
polite.
First of all, you say never, and that's not true because after a certain amount of time, I will. Okay, well, enough time has passed. I should go see
what's
if
that
there's
amount
anyone
of time?
Here. I don't know.
So you wouldn't sit down. You just launch a little investigation of where the employees might be.
Yes, exactly. I think it's important for them to know, and it's also a courtesy because they expect people to wait at that sign, and they know that you need to be served. And maybe they have a seating arrangement, like, you can't sit here, this is reserved, or this section needs to be... Yeah.
And then
I'm just saying...
Did anything happen
that's
bad?
Nothing to do with meekness. That's just, like, courtesy towards the people who work there.
Courtesy towards people who work there.
Yes.
There was nobody there.
Okay. That doesn't have anything to do with it. That's...
Whatever. I don't, like, courtesy. You're too courteous.
Okay, whatever.
And then you got mad because I... oh, no, actually. There was a miscommunication on the ripped leather.
You're going to bring up the ripped leather?
Yeah, I... But it was a miscommunication. No, it was a little confusion.
It was a totally... There's no
you
issue.
Thought I would not want to eat there if there was any rip leather in the entire... We're not a married couple, by the way. Far, far from it. This is...
So that's Han too meek. He's just too curious. Maybe... what was it? Courageous? Courteous. What? Too courteous.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe that's what it should have been called then. Too courteous. I don't know about too meek.
You're just meek. Just you're in denial.
Well, they'll say the meek will inherit something.
You know who said that? A meek guy who got nothing.
Hmm.
Wow. Okay, this is not a good episode.
You're already with the judging of the episode. Oh,
even
dear.
Our usual
banter?
Flair... is lost here.
Well, you stepped on the wrong foot, Mister.
Whatever. This is just bibble babble. Okay, we had a bad bibble babble.
You started judging me immediately.
I'll take
for
responsibility.
What? Being too
Let's
polite.
Let's get too okay.
Too courteous.
Sorry, fellas.
And that gets on
ladies,
your nerves.
For that little dirty laundry.
Ew.
Sorry. Let's get to the good stuff. Let's do our segments. Have some fun. Learn a bit.
Yeah, yeah. That could happen, conceivably.
Fakey 5 much? That's good. Come on, we owe it to them. After that, we should do Fakey 10, but let's just do... Well, we are with two of them, but...
So now it's time for Fakey 5.
When we look
Fakey
back
5,
this year,
wherein
we're
I explain what Fakey 5 is, which is wherein I say Fakey 5 is where we read a list of 5 items, 5... facts, 5 interesting little points about some topic. And one of them we've made up, the other 4 are true, or as true as Wikipedia can give us, and the other person has to try to guess. And you at home, dear listener, may play along. So for my Fakey 5 this week, or month, or whatever frequency we choose...
When he said dear listener, he's not speaking like listener as in the general group of listeners. He's talking about
a
listener.
Single listener.
Yes.
Yes. David.
Yes?
Just actually in a couple days.
Hold
Tim
on. Let's recount our stats last week. How did we do last week?
I don't remember.
Yeah, me neither. It wasn't even last week. It was like 2 months ago. But anyways.
On the 17th of, which is 2 days, or technically 1 day.
Today is now the 17th.
Is it?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Today is Tim Horton's 50th birthday.
Who's
50th
Tim Horton?
Anniversary. Tim Horton's the... I guess it's like a donut coffee shop chain. Very
so
popular
the
in
man
Canada.
Is a chain?
The Tim Horton's company has its 50th birthday or whatever, anniversary. Whatever you
so
want to call it.
So was Tim Horton's founded by a Tim Horton? I'm not trying to... I'm just trying to give our
what?
Non-Canadian...
You don't know the history? Okay,
no, yes. I'm trying to get our non-Canadian...
Yes, it was founded by a guy named Tim Hortons who is a hockey player.
Who's hockey... Is or was?
Well, he died in a car crash in 1974, but...
Really? How old was he?
I don't know how old he was.
Was he still, like, playing hockey?
He was
hockey
a retired hockey player.
Oh, retired, okay. It's a terrible story. How are you gonna
but
fall?
The thing is, hockey players retire when they're, like, in their late 30s, so... It's hard to say exactly. Anyway, so they're celebrating, or I guess happy birthday, because they're celebrating it now, which is reminding me of which, there's like a huge hubbub. They're going to have like a party downtown for Tim Hortons.
I learned just this week that Timbits, which are tiny donut holes, kind of.
They're just donut holes. They're not tiny.
Well, I mean, compared to a donut, whatever. Yeah, fine, donut holes. But technically, they're bigger than a donut hole.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not bagel hole. But they used to come in 40 packs as the highest. But now, for the 50th anniversary, there's 50 packs.
Oh, so you know a little bit about this. You've heard about the birthday.
Yes.
So you may have an in. So these are five facts about Tim Hortons in general. I'm going to read you them, and you're going to try to sniff out. Well, I never make them up.
No.
The one I teased a bit. Because I do tease. I may be courteous, but I do sometimes tease. Number one.
Too courteous.
Fact about Tim Hortons, the restaurant chain.
You'll edit out this crunchy of the eating?
No. There are over 4,000 locations, including 38 in the Persian Gulf. 4,000 locations. Number two, Tim Hortons has a revenue of over $3 billion in 2013.
I think that one's real, so it's fakey four.
Number three, so Tim Hortons has about 75% of the Canadian market for baked goods.
Weird stumble on that.
Number four, they have 31% of the Canadian coffee market. And number five, in Canada, the Tim Hortons logo usually includes the words "always fresh." The international logo also includes the phrase "cafe and bake shop."
Hmm. Okay, so first of all, I have to wrap my head around two percentage ones, one of like baked goods and one of coffee. Would you, obviously they're not both fake, would you do one fake, one real, or are they both real? This is the key to me solving this thing.
Is it?
Let me get into your mind.
Ew.
Are you too Stay meek out. To do, no, anyway,
you won't like what you see there.
Okay. So, the big decision, is percentage faked or not? What would you do? Here's the thing, you looked at a bunch of things. Would you really pick two like percentage things? They kind of go together. Like one.
You want me to read them out again?
No, not yet. I got to decide whether percentage is included or not in this game.
That seems pretty arbitrary.
You would think.
Okay. I'm not going to say any thinking went into this, but...
You would pick... Like, oh, I already did a percentage fact, so I'm not going to do another percentage fact. So that's odd. So what does that mean? Does that mean you're going to make up a percentage fact? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say one of the percentage ones is fake.
So you're going to try to cut it down to a 50-50.
So one was 90%...
No. 75% of the Canadian market... For baked goods, or 31% of the Canadian coffee market.
I'm going to say the baked goods 75% is fake.
Do you want me to read them all, or are you just you're going to stick?
No, that's my fakey.
The fake one was, drum roll please, 31% of the Canadian coffee market.
That was right.
You're right. But
I thought you. I picked baked goods because I thought that's a fun word. You like to say things like baked goods instead of donuts.
No, the actual number is that they have 62% of the Canadian coffee market.
You halved it.
I halved it. Starbucks only has 7% of the Canadian coffee market, if you can believe that. And it's mostly in Toronto, I
say. I personally contribute to 0% of the coffee market.
I sometimes will eat Timbits, but I'm not a big fan of Tim Hortons coffee. What?
Are you familiar with the film Star Wars?
Familiar? I didn't even... Okay, yes.
Onto the fakey five. I looked through their trivia section.
Oh, okay.
And I got some trivia. One of them made up by me.
And you do realize Star Wars is actually 6 movies currently.
This is Star Wars, the movie, just Star Wars. The title of Star Wars.
So, episode 4, A New Hope.
That was originally called Star Wars.
Understood.
Number one.
Okay.
In a famous early cast photo, Anthony Daniels, C-3PO, is wearing Chewbacca's costume over his own C-3PO costume as part of a prank. Prints of this photo often sell on eBay for over $500.
There's a lot of facts there, but okay. I can believe it.
Number two, Darth Vader has only 12 minutes of screen time. Number three. On the first day of filming in the deserts of Tunisia, the country experienced its first major rainstorm in 50 years.
I believe it. Number four.
You believe that?
I believe it.
Well, this is going to go well. Why did I look at the... Number four. In an early version of the screenplay, Luke Skywalker was a 60-year-old general, and Han Solo?
Yes.
David Han?
Hilarious!
And Han Solo, I'll just to clarify, had green skin and gills. Number five. Melanie Griffith was offered the role of Princess Leia. I'll read them again after I have a sip.
I think it might be... What was the second one again?
I'll just read...
Okay, read them all.
In a famous early cast photo, Anthony Daniels, C-3PO, is wearing Chewbacca's costume over his own C-3PO costume as part of a prank. Prints of this photo often sell on eBay for over $500.
Suspicious.
Darth Vader has only 12 minutes of screen time.
Possible.
The one you're eliminating. On the first day of filming in the... I don't want to read it. Number four, in an early version of the screenplay, Luke Skywalker was a 6-year-old general, and Han Solo had green skin and gills.
So that's... let me speak on that. Like, obviously, that's a very different story. How is it that Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's dad? That doesn't make much sense unless he's a very older man. And then what about the whole, like, rebel against his aunt and uncle and... Obi-Wan, that one's hard
to
swallow.
It's probably Obi-2 at that point.
That one's hard to swallow, but it's an early draft, so it's possible. I mean, it's as many people know, the story of Star Wars was very much inspired by the Hidden Fortress, which is a Kurosawa film, which did feature an
old guy. Hold on, who's giving the trivia here?
Okay, go on.
That was a trivia. Well, you could have went on. Melanie Griffith was offered the role of Princess Leia.
Now, the problem with that is that Melanie Griffith...
Is Princess Leia.
No, she's not old enough to have been Princess Leia. She would have
she's
been
not old now? That's a joke.
So it's either Melanie Griffith or the photo.
It's always a decision between Melanie Griffith and a photo, eh?
I don't think Melanie Griffith could possibly have been the right age to be Princess Leia.
How do you know it's the one you know is the actress? Could have just been in a local.
I'm going to go with the photo. The photo.
Fuck you! That's the one.
Yes.
Shut up. I thought you were excited. It seemed like you were into that one when I first read it. Shut up. I just totally made that up.
It sounded fun, but then having heard the other ones, that was the one.
I don't know if I should have added the print to the photo.
the extra trivia to make a lie more plausible.
Yes. Ah, shit.
The classic liar's gambit failed.
I'm so mad.
Why are you so mad?
Also, how does a country have a rainstorm in 50 years? Do you know how long 50 years is?
I knew that.
Do you have any idea how long 50 years is?
I do. Well, I almost do. But
and you talked yourself into Melanie Griffith not being the right age, and then you just threw that out?
I know.
She was 7 when it came. No, I'm joking. I don't know. She's probably like 100 now.
That's the thing. I was trying to figure out what is she compared to Carrie Fisher.
Sorry, if Melanie Griffith is listening, I'm sorry. I don't. You might probably.
She's a lovely lady.
You're probably no older than 70 something. Late 70s.
I was just gonna say it early was 80s. Dangerous of you to ask me trivia of Star Wars because while I'm not, don't consider myself a Star Wars nut or even a nerd. I grew up in that generation, so I've been exposed to a lot
of
the...
You were born on Hoth.
Ew.
I thought by saying Han... I thought by saying Han Solo, I was trying to, like...
You're trying to give me the old runaround on that general, and... Yeah.
Like, I was obviously making a thing to call attention to it when it shouldn't be, but it was. I was doing, like, a triple reverse psychology.
So did you just read these, was this segment inspired by the news of Star Wars?
No. Well, okay. Kind of. Like, whatever. They're making the new one, so that's always kind of on the news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, well, that was fun.
A rare you win, I lose.
You win, I lose.
Possibly the first one?
I win, you lose.
Although, I almost won. I have to say
I won't get tired of saying that. Shall we have... No, no, we won't. I have a new segment.
What?
Yes.
You did not clear it with me. It is invalid.
Okay.
Well, that was a joke. That was a joke.
I'm going to read my invalid segment, which is very... It's a little trivia fact. It's a little segment I like to call Little Miss, Little Misconception.
Little Miss, Little Misconception.
Yes. It has nothing to do with Little Misses.
That's the worst segment name possibly conceivable, but
Do you know what this comes from?
I know Little Miss Muffet.
There's a song called
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong by the Spin Doctors.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Anyway,
I'm supposed to believe there's listeners a group of home, doctors who do
they records, you know. If you want to hear this fabulous song, or maybe you already know about it but and want to hear it again, look up Spin Doctors, what Little Miss song, Can't
this,
Be Wrong.
When did this what year did this song this is come like out?
Late 1990s.
Thanks for clarifying the century when you said that.
Mm-hmm. So I read a misconception that people have, a very common misconception, and I
this is
clarify,
a myth fact thing.
Yeah, myth
probably
fact.
Probably science based. Go on.
Would you rather I call it Little Miss Myth Fact?
I would rather you call it anything but the one you call it.
Why? Why do you get so annoyed by that? If you hear
Why
the
you
song,
so
you'll think of it so funny.
I'm just saying, it's a terrible segment.
Little
name.
Miss, Little Misconception.
That is so bad.
Why?
It's confusing. It's too long. It sounds like you're stuttering.
First of all, the only people who are going to hear this are you, me, and one other person.
Not Rebecca Watson, apparently.
Wow. Here's the misconception. Alcohol does not necessarily kill brain cells. Now, I've grown up, as you know, drinking alcohol since my university days. I assume many of our listeners...
He was a child prodigy. He went to university at age 7.
And boy, whew, I could toss back the bottle.
Baby bottle.
Yeah. But anyway, so no, I drank a lot and I
hold on, that was his joke, by the way. He's not a childhood genius. He didn't go to university till age 30 or something.
And I have not graduated.
He did not graduate.
Always been under the impression that drinking kills brain cells, that if you have a night of heavy drinking, you're gonna have a hangover and you'll have damaged your brain in some way.
I always thought that was a myth. And I guess it is.
It is a myth. So
that's just a parent saying, like, don't drink, child.
Well, I think it's also people feel like, oh, I have this huge hangover, and I probably did brain damage to myself. But that's not true. Your brain does feel...
This segment is damaged.
Hurt. Damages your brain. Anyway, it's not true. It doesn't affect...
So drink
doesn't
up,
kill
fellas, yeah. Ladies.
Well, but obviously alcohol
robots.
Can affect your intestinals, and of course your liver can be damaged by lots of drinking. But anyway, alcohol can lead indirectly to death of brain cells in one of two ways.
You fall down and then you hit your head. Seriously.
If you're an alcoholic,
it is true.
What?
It can lead to brain cell death. Would you say?
Yes. Indirectly. So the act of drinking alcohol doesn't cause brain cells to die. But if you become an alcoholic, if you decide to one day suddenly stop drinking alcohol, that sudden cessation can cause a certain condition called excitotoxicity, and that can
I'm getting
kill
excited
brain cells.
Just hearing about this.
Yeah, so if you suddenly stop drinking alcohol when you've already been like severely, like,
so when
addicted
you
to
stop
alcohol,
drinking alcohol,
if you stop drinking alcohol,
when
suddenly,
you stop drinking alcohol, what's going to happen?
Okay, that's funny. And the other issue is if you only use alcohol as your source of calories, then you're missing out on thiamine, which is something you need.
If you the only calories you consume is alcohol.
If most of your calories come from alcohol, like you don't get the right, if you're missing out on thiamine, which is like a vitamin, you get some brain damage.
Now tell us,
and this
just so we
to
can learn, what the hell has thiamine in it? Because we got to have some very soon.
I don't know.
Oh,
I
my assume God. Most, you're leaving our readers hanging?
Most healthy foods, you can see if it has thiamine in it.
I guess a thigh bone of chicken?
Yes, that's right. That was Little Miss Conception.
To be renamed, if ever, in the podcast again.
I'll do a better job of singing the song, because I actually don't remember how the tune goes.
Don't.
Okay.
It's not a bad idea to have a kind of common myth exposed. Not exposed, like...
Corrected.
We're showing them. No, just fun myths.
This is, I think, a myth. Well, at least for me, I was like, what? Alcohol doesn't kill brain cells? I've been dumb naturally all this time?
So you've been drinking so much for the last 25 years, thinking that you were killing your brain.
That's right. I was like having a cognitive dissonance about my own drinking habits. And now I know that I'm just naturally not that smart. I can't blame it on the alcohol anymore. So,
okay. So, yes. Do you have another 12 segments? Actually, okay. I'll like.
Oh, just, you have something to say?
Well, I have a bookie look.
Bookie look.
Okay.
Should you look at the book?
Oh wait, I have a time to joke. Actually, let's do that.
Ooh,
I have too many segments right now.
You just blew my mind. Go on with your joke.
Now,
joke me.
Last episode,
make him laugh.
One of my greatest time to jokes was a pun. It was like a brilliant pun.
Okay.
Was it a pun? What would you call that? A wordplay joke.
Wordplay, yes. My favorite.
Where the midget who was escaping prison
was
condescending because he was going down a
ladder.
So this one is like one tenth of that.
One tenth of a midget? A
desi-midget. I will say it because basically finding anything funny online is getting harder and harder. Kinky. Ready?
That's what she said.
The other day, I held the door open for a clown. I thought it was a nice gesture. Jester. Did I say jester? Jester.
What? You ruined the joke? Did you ruin the joke? Just admit it right now.
Play it back. What do you...
So
hold on, you asked me...
What's the punchline?
Who says, did you ruin the joke? Admit it to me right now. Like... I tried to say jester, but I guess I said gesture.
Gesture. Right. And when you said gesture, I was like, huh. Go on.
Well, first of all, it is a nice gesture to hold the door open for someone, okay?
Okay, but this is not a
this
time
is great.
To
like,
tell a story.
This is good. Because if I said that correctly, it would all be less funny than what just happened.
Well, yes, your gaffe was
helped.
More...
Maybe it was strategically placed. I'm a brilliant...
Gaffigan? Gaffinist?
Okay, I should have done that.
Hmm.
Okay, so whatever. I have a bookie look, and then a time to nerd. So we can keep the back and forthies going.
Ew. How about a little how tweet it is?
What?
Okay. No, it goes, how tweet it is.
I think it was neither of those.
No, it wasn't either of those.
I thought it was how tweet it is. No, that's not what it was. That was weird. I want to have some
Here's
soda.
My tweet. Very quick one. April 14th. Not very funny. By at Brian Lynch. I shouldn't say not very funny. I just don't want you to get your hopes up about how
Brian
tweet
Lynch
it
is. David Lynch's nephew.
Incorrect. Dudes with loud cars are just overcompensating for having quiet penises. That's how tweet it is.
I like
what about
that.
Your bookie look? No,
like,
you like that?
I like that. See, it's, we've been trying to come up with funny tweets, right?
Yeah.
It's very hard. And
it's very difficult.
Not penises. But most of them are terrible, especially yours.
Thank you.
And then
I
you
do
just
try.
Hear something like that. It seems just like,
yeah,
how is...
There are days when I can't come up with anything funny, and I go through an existential disaster.
That's like, it's weird how there's so many good ones possible, and it's hard to come up with one. But then when you hear anyone else's funny one, you're like, damn, how can I not think like that?
There's so much good stuff on the internet.
Yeah. Get depressed.
The internet just, like, kills me.
The joke there is,
it's killing me softly.
What is the joke there? Expensive cars.
No, supposed it's to make about...
up. Hold on. The thing is, you drive an expensive car because you have a small... Yeah. I know, I'm getting there.
Oh.
Fucking shithead.
Okay, go on. I won't interrupt. Please speak your mind.
Sweet it is.
Dudes with loud cars. What?
What was I saying? Bookie Look. Okay. The book that I'm currently reading... Do you have one?
No.
Bookie Look? Oh, he had all the segments.
I don't read books.
That's a shocker.
Well?
Because never before have you mentioned that you don't read books.
I do, but I'm not... I don't frequently have a book on the go. You got very defensive there
when I asked about your Bookie Look.
Okay, well, you're the one who's calling people meek.
Okay, so the book I'm reading is called... Salvation of a Saint. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
Good, because nobody's heard of it. Because I just made up that title. That's incorrect. It's called Salvation of a Saint, and it's by Kigo Higashino.
Where'd he go?
Kaigo. K-E-I-G-O.
Okay.
Now, I know of this fella, I assume, because I read an earlier book from him called Devotion of Suspect X. And I can't remember anything about it, but I remember it was good. And there was a... By the way, you're going to love this book.
Okay.
And I'll just take a break from this Bookie Look, but ask you... I think I've suggested at least one or two other books for you to read, saying these are great for you.
And I have read one of them.
Which one?
Old Man and Wasteland.
And... how would you rate my recommendation of it?
That particular one was excellent.
Okay, you liked it. So I really gave good advice to you.
Yes.
My thinking that you accurate. Would like it was accurate.
And also like...
We didn't even talk about... Murakami.
What's his guy's name?
The
Old Wonderland Ball, the Hardland.
He's coming out with a new one very soon.
Yeah.
But did you not read 1Q84?
No, I didn't read that one yet.
The hell are you waiting for?
Okay.
Well, I guess this will want to go to the pile of ones he won't read. Actually, you read one, so I can't even say that.
Don't say it.
And that was a trilogy. Did you read
Who's
all three
meek
of them?
Now? I read two of them.
What? You didn't read all three?
I haven't read the third one yet. I'm saving it up.
Oh, God. Why do I even come here?
I said the Old Man in the Wasteland, which is the first one.
So, but you read the second one.
And I read the second one.
I think you're being deceptive.
I don't see how that's true, seeing as I told you I didn't read the third one.
When did you tell me you didn't read the third one?
When you asked.
You...
We're not a married couple. This is not...
I really don't like...
Just continue with your book.
Who would listen
Sanctity
to this podcast?
Of the Saint Land.
Salvation of a Saint. Okay. I don't remember anything about... Well, I don't remember much about... But I remember it was good. So
okay. His other books.
It was from 2006, I think. So this is now many years later.
Eight?
This new book comes out. I'm like, oh, I liked it. Oh, yeah. I was going to say that the person who's trying to solve a case is a physics professor. He's not retired. Maybe he's retired, but he's like an older physics professor, and he's
like me,
a quirky fella.
Sure.
Anyways, so I'm 73% into or through Salvation of the Saint, and I'm loving it.
73%. Oh, I guess you know the percent because
the Kindle tells you that. I'm like really, really enjoying this book, and I just want to describe a bit about the plot, okay?
Okay.
It's like, there's a man who's poisoned.
Gotcha.
And he had a wife, and he had a mistress. And there were like another couple who was there a few days ago. They don't seem to be suspects or anything, or they're not yet or anything, or it's almost. But I mean, that's all it is. It's so basic. Like, he was poison. There was like poison found in like a coffee filter. It was, he drank coffee, and the wife was away at the time, and the mistress was there. And that's it. So it's like basically two suspects, okay? And you know that one of them isn't the murderer. It's like one of them has a point. There's a point of view passage from one of them, and she doesn't know. She's shocked about this murder and doesn't know who did it. So she can't be the murderer. I don't know what's going to happen, but it seems like she can't be. So there's like one suspect, and that's it. There's like there's coffee. So the mystery was like how the coffee got in. It was like water bottles, whatever. And then, like, so the detectives are cool, and the girl calls in the retired physics professor. Now he's retired, apparently. I wasn't sure earlier. He comes in, and he likes to talk a lot about physics and uncertainty and theorem. Like, there's a lot of, like, not a lot of, but there's a nice dose of, like, science and physics talk that he's always
He's
telling.
A modern-day Sherlock.
Yeah, and it's I just like the it's and it's hundreds of pages, this book. But it's so simple. It's like there's not like so many people and so many suspects and like
so there's the book
it's kind of a locked room type mystery. It's very simple. There's right. like and it's so it's just really, really good book. I'm really enjoying it.
So let me ask you this. You said that you get the perspective of one of the other people. So do you have multiple perspectives?
No, not really. It's okay. just There was a brief moment where it was from her point of view, just like a paragraph. Like,
I see.
You know, if her name's Susie and it just says, Susie thought, what? How is this possible? Like, how is he dead? Like, that's right. kind of telling you that she probably didn't do it kind of thing, right?
All
right,
I will check it out. That does sound interesting. I have one more question that has popped in my mind for me to ask you, which is, what was the poison?
I don't know. It was like a... I forgot the name. It was like some four-syllable word with another.
Was it a made-up thing or was it like a
real
thing?
No, it's real. It's all like okay. It's all
because there's this stuff called
hydrochloric acid.
No. It's like this thing that's in windshield wiper fluid or
blue.
But it's a very common poison that people use because it's sweet, and you don't taste it. And
if it's sweet, how do you not taste it? Thank you!
You don't know. You could put it in, like, Jell-O, and people would eat it. Or you could put it in coffee, and people would think, oh, it's just a sweetener.
So they do taste it.
They taste the sweetener. They don't realize it's poison, okay. Yeah.
Until it's too late.
Yeah, obviously.
So do you have some of this? And
well, obviously, it's very common. It's very easy to get.
What do you mean, obviously, very common?
It's windshield fluid.
So if I put windshield wiper fluid in your coffee, you will die.
If it happens to be one of the kind that contains this particular chemical, yes.
So, what does that mean? How much a windshield whopper?
Windshield whoppers? Oh, I love those.
Windshield
man.
Wiper fluids that you can commonly buy contain.
I don't know, but maybe all of them. I don't know.
So you should do a little more research on this before you.
I'm just saying, it's in maybe all windshield wiper fluids have it. Okay. And apparently it's very painful way
apparently,
to die.
So you've had some?
It makes crystals, it turns into crystals and they become like glass inside your body and they cut you up from the inside.
I used to work with a woman named Crystal.
Did she cut you up?
No.
How about time, speaking of crystals, for our triple threat?
Triple threat.
Triple threat. We're in. We read our three. What do we even call these things? Three comedic partakes of a.
Oh, actually, I have to.
Partakes deluxe. What's going on? You're.
I have to use my screen on this because I did it after.
Ew. Okay, so we're just gonna we have a topic, and we're just gonna read three facts that you people, dear readers, should know about this topic. And okay. The topic this week is...
You say it.
Signs that spring is finally here.
Or as you called it before, signs that spring has sprung.
Is that what I said? That's it. Okay.
You should start under the circumstances.
Oh, what?
What?
My phone decided to... I see what happened. I clicked on a link. Accidentally. Okay, number one.
Yes. Not number one. Yeah, number one.
Well, for my first one. Signs that spring is finally sprung. The snowmobile lanes are closed.
That's true, right? That's an actual fact.
I don't know.
Because it was supposed to be like funny jokes.
I see.
I see. I see what you're saying. Okay, so I couldn't think of any of them, so I did it my own topic.
What?
Well, I couldn't think of any, so but I was
so thinking... you were criticizing mine for not being amusing, and then you just jump ship.
Why can't both those be true?
Like so many South Korean ferry drivers, you left me.
I came up when you were suggesting topics. I suggested other titles considered for the TV show Golden Girls.
And we agreed on the Spring Is Sprung one.
Right, but then I couldn't think of any, but I didn't want to have none, so I came up with it with my own.
So how is this a play-by-play?
It's not a play-by-play.
The whole point is it goes back and forth over the same topic.
No, the whole point is we try to make the other person laugh with our jokes. Okay, so my number one for other titles considered for Golden Girls.
Fuck.
Meet the Saggies. He's trying so hard not to laugh. Look at him.
My number two, signs of spring is finally sprung. The ghost of Lord Stanley can be seen mocking shoppers at Toronto's Maple Leaf Gardens.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I did not participate in your...
No. You were supposed to be here drowning with me, and instead you're on the lifeboat.
I made one. It was like winter recently ended. And you liked that.
I did. And you only had to do two more.
Well, speaking of drowning, my number two is Olden Girls.
That's it. The show's over.
It is, yeah. It ended like a decade ago.
My number three, my last sign that spring is finally here. What would I say? Spring has sprung. Mayor Rob Ford sees his shadow.
That was the best, and it was the worst. I mean, that was the best of your three, and it wasn't good. Other titles considered for Golden Girls? 3.5 Men, Opas.
Yes. That was Triple Threat.
Triple Threat.
Why don't you do your nerd alert? That's always okay. Fun for nerds.
How long are we on time here? Let's see what we got going on here.
Long time.
47 minutes. So let's do the nerd lat. You do one. You do one other shitty segment, and then we'll wrap it up. Someone we got through this one.
Wait. Maybe we should. I'll do one, mine, and then you do yours, and then I'll do my last one, and then blah, 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 blah. So, David, would you rather be blind to genital or.
What?
Sorry. Would you rather be blind to genital or breast nudity? So you can't see breasts or genitalia.
What about bums?
No. You can't see it. Any kind of erogenous zone of a human that
well,
would
what
be...
what if I think that...
Well, anything that would be censored in a G-rated film. Visually censored. Or... let's say for 2 years. Or live on a vegan diet that's no milk, eggs, or fish, or obviously no meats, no animal, and no alcohol for 2 years.
Hmm.
So here's the thing. You can see other people in real life, but you can't see it in pictures or online or any type of stuff.
Hold on.
That is just filtered out. You just don't see it.
Real life? Works?
Real life works.
Okay, done. Settled. I'll do the first one.
Oh, okay. So if it was...
Easiest... what's it? Fakey 2? What's it called? Would you rather ever?
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'll explain why later.
I guess as a single guy, it's a harder choice. But I would choose the food one.
Well,
I'd rather be with food.
I was already going for the second one when you just said vegan diet. I'm like... Yes, I need to lose weight, get healthier. I should do that. I was like, sold.
But then there's the alcohol.
I was unsold. I returned it.
Yeah, well, there you go. I don't suppose you have a would you rather for me.
Would you rather fuck off or die? Wow, it's 2 o'clock.
Define.
And by the way, off is a huge German...
No. All right, do your nerd alert, which is, I assume, about something nerdy.
No, it was about the Pebble Watch!
Nerd Woo! Alert.
Which I somehow lost. Like, it was... I'm not wearing it now.
You took it off for some reason. The Pebble Watch.
Okay, so the Pebble Watch. Are you familiar with the Pebble Watch?
I've seen your Pebble Watch. It's there. I'm pointing at it. It's on the thing of the...
Oh, why is it over there?
What? So what is the Pebble Watch? Where did it come from? What how, what differentiates it?
The watch is... What time is it?
What differentiates it from other watches? Is it made out of real pebbles?
This... I don't really know much about it, but this was apparently a Kickstarter. Do you know about this part? The Kickstarter part?
Vaguely remember it.
First of all, it is a wristwatch that... has a e-ink display... Which is what the Kindle and Kobo and those types
of things. So it doesn't use a lot of power.
It doesn't use a lot of power. That allows it to have, like, over a week battery.
A week? You know, most wrist watches last...
But this is a smart watch.
Okay.
And compared to the other ones in the arena, like the Sony thing, which you have an LCD display... And the Galaxy Gear,
okay,
which have full color LCD touchscreen displays, they last like a day or two, or even three, I've heard. But the display is off almost all the time, unless you want to interact with it. The Pebble Watch is on all the time,
but it uses no power because of the e-ink.
Well, it uses very little power,
right?
But it also has a very strong vibrator in it. Pardon?
Ew.
And,
you said wristwatch.
Its thing is, so it's a e-ink display watch, and then it goes with your smartphone in that notifications that you get on your smartphone appear on the watch with a nice vibration, so you get notified silently, kind of, but physically. So of all notifications.
Instead of reaching into your pocket, you just flick the wrist and say, aha, something in my pocket is going on.
Well, you see what's going on. Like, if it's a call, it shows you that, like, that's just interesting. For a call, it shows you who's calling, and then you can cancel it, or you can answer it, and then it goes to speakerphone on your thing or something, and whatever. And there's various watch faces. You could design your own, which I've done. So I have this complete custom watch face that has the time, the day, the weather conditions, the current temperature, the high... Like, I have a lot of weather stuff on this, which is dumb. Who the hell needs that shit?
So is it a Bluetooth only, or is it like... Where's it getting all the information that needs?
Well, it communicates by Bluetooth with your phone.
Uh-huh. And then, so there's a special app on your phone that has to...
The Pebble app. And I thought Bluetooth was like 10 feet. Bluetooth is like 50 to 100 feet. It's huge. Like,
what?
I was so surprised.
I thought it was only 10 feet too.
Like, this is in here, so it communicates like in the bedroom. And at work, from one side of the office to the other side of the office, it works. I was so surprised.
The range is that strong.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Never knew that. Anyway, it's really cool. It was 100. The basic model. There's two models now. The regular model, and then the deluxe metal version. This was $150, but it was on sale for some reason.
So you had to buy it directly from the Pebble people?
No, it was available in stores like Future Shop, a little Canadian electronic thing.
So it's out there.
Yes, and I like it.
It's like a little mini phone.
There's a light.
Except it's not a phone, right? It's only an indicator.
Yeah. It's only and there's apps too. There's like a pedometer app. So you can although your phone has that, so what do you need? It's probably the same technology anyways. There's like a regular watch, you can stopwatch and timer, you can get that as an app, kinda you can just add on to it and stuff.
So you can totally customize the internal or the visuals or the interface of the phone or the watch.
Well, with this one app called Canvas, you can literally design it's very, very powerful. Canvas is amazing. You can put anything anywhere. And then for Android, there's this program called Tasker. Like with Tasker and Pebble on an Android, you could do any friggin' thing you could ever imagine ever. Like, it's really, really powerful, the things you can do. Like, you can have, sports. Like, you can have whenever the team you like gets a goal, it can show a little animation of a goal in a little bot. Like, anything
Are you making
want.
This up, or is that actually
this
something
is true.
You've seen?
Oh, this is true.
That's cool.
Because Tasker communicates with anything else, and then it communicates with your watch in a lot of ways. And the Canvas thing has a Tasker plugin that you can just set a little zone and have it Tasker communicate. It's like...
Wow. That's like a little personal assistant.
It's like an assistant for your assistant.
Yeah. That's the point I was trying to make.
Shut up. Well,
that's
55
sweet.
Minutes.
Oh, no. That's... Okay.
Yeah. End with a home run, Han.
What? That's it? We're done there?
I like Pebble. It's the first generation, too. Like, who knows what's going to happen... In a few weeks. I mean, as a first generation product, it's pretty cool and neat and does everything you think it will. And,
do you, if something were to happen to that one, would you buy another one immediately? Let's just say it broke on its own accord.
No, I'd replace it within the week.
Nice.
One thing is, it has
Are there downsides, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Sometimes the Bluetooth connection gets funny.
Really? As funny as this podcast?
No, way funnier. Talking about. It's also waterproof, by the way. The Galaxy Gear isn't and stuff.
So am I.
I forgot what I was about to say.
Are there downsides?
No, before you said that, I was about to say something.
You were saying...
I wasn't. Was I?
Yeah.
What?
You're going to say something about the...
I'll remember when you start talking...
Waterproof, about and then no, before waterproof...
This is all after...
You were closing something.
Go on, what do you have next?
I don't know. The thing is, my parting thought is, terrible for this week.
Well, this episode is terrible, so it would be a fitting end.
It's another new, can I do another new segment?
Do you need to lie down?
Do you mind?
What do you mean? See how meek he is?
I'm going to do another new segment. It's called, What's Happening?
What's Happening?
What's Happening?
Oh, what's happening?
Right, where I talk about an app I like and use.
Okay, see, that's a good... That's a nice segment name.
Is it?
Unlike the other segment name you
which will not be named.
Ever again.
What's happening this week? I'm going to suggest and talk about Instapaper.
Cool, but wait. You should say it with an Italian accent. Hey, what's happening?
I was thinking more like... Different strokes, yeah, you're right. I should have used the Italian accent. Okay, what's happening? Instapaper.
Yeah,
it's an app called Instapaper.
So it prints paper.
Instantly.
He's doing it right now. It's coming out of his phone. This is freaky.
Disturbing. Download
First of all,
it now
Instapaper,
for
isn't that the same thing that was all a buzz 3 years ago? Like, is that what you're getting to?
Yeah.
That's like me talking about Golden Girls.
But people don't... I'm sure a lot of people still don't use it. And I use it so much these days.
I've never used it.
Okay. I'm one of those people who, when I see an article, whether it's on Facebook, on Twitter, in the news, wherever... I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to read this, but I don't want to read it right now. So what I do is I click on, if I'm at my browser at work, I'll have a link to the Instapaper site, and I click that, and it will save the link, the URL of what I'm looking
at.
You're
on a web page.
Yeah.
You're in Chrome?
In Chrome, sure.
What browser
do you use? I use Chrome, yeah.
Okay. So what do you do? There's a...
When you go to the Instapaper website, they give you a hot link.
Wait, so now you go to Instapaper? Or is this already done before?
It's a JavaScript applet that you have to... It's a bookmark, right? When you click that bookmark, it actually invokes JavaScript. And what it'll do is tap into your account and save that URL for you for future reading. But the brilliant part of what Instapaper is that it downloads it onto your phone and you can read it offline or whenever in a nice readable format of your choice. So that anytime you want to read that article, you can, and it's like saved. It's like saving all your bookmarks.
I'm just wondering technically how it works. So you're on a tab in the browser.
Yes.
So what are you clicking?
Like a bookmark link. Like a bookmark.
Okay, so you click a bookmark.
But the bookmark has JavaScript in it.
So wait, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So it has permission to somehow...
Yes.
...access the tab you're
on?
You
have to give it permission the first time you use it, yeah. I don't know if there's some kind of crazy security breach, but that's what it works.
Your phone...
It's also logged into your... So you have to create an Instapaper account.
Okay, so it just goes to your, like... account, and then your phone communicates with your account.
Yes.
And what
and
about
it downloads
images?
The article for you.
What?
It does the images. But it uses its own format, and it also, like, when it's on the Instapaper app, you can click, I want to read this in Instapaper, which is like a pre-downloaded thing, so you don't have to do anything. Or you can say, I want to view it in Safari or whatever browser.
But normally, you're like, I want to read this on the go, and you can read
it
on your phone.
Yeah, you can read it in the Instapaper reading mode, yeah. And it can have... You can choose to turn off the images as well. But it's in its own nice format, so you don't have any ads, you don't have any extra stuff.
So
it's
how
just
does Instapaper
text.
Make money?
I paid for the app.
So the app costs money?
The app costs money.
Sounds like something I would might even want.
The other good thing is that, like, a lot of apps on my phone toggle or tap into this. So when I'm reading Twitter, I can click on a link and say, add this to Instapaper, so I can read that later in the Instapaper app rather than going to that website and then trying to read it there. So it's just a really handy... It bookmarks it and makes it into a nice readable format for
What's
you.
What's the nice readable? Like, has paragraphs? Like, I don't know
no,
what you mean by
doesn't
nice
have,
readable.
Like, if you go to a website, it might have a lot of other junk on that
okay,
page.
So it doesn't have the wrap.
It doesn't have any of the wrap. Doesn't have any of the navigation. It just has the core text, which it can recognize.
Now, does it do it wrong?
There are cases where it can be wrong. But like, I would say, like, 99% of the time, it's right.
Okay. I'm going to look it up right now.
Instapaper. Look it up. I don't know. I don't remember how much the app costs. I assume it's like a dollar or two because I'm a cheap bastard.
Sorry, just joking.
Hello. So I think we should end it there.
Instant. I know it's not instant. I'm just trying.
Instant apper. That's my. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
Yes. Okay, enough with the stereotypes, and now time to close out the show with a. Parting thought. David, have you a parting thought? Do you want to leave our dear listeners with something to think about? Okay, $2.99. There you go. I paid $3.
It's $3.08, actually.
Go for it.
What? Sorry, what did you say?
Do you have a parting thought?
No, I don't.
My parting thought.
How are we in an hour and 3 minutes?
My parting thought for this week is nothing is original. Except for urinals. Good night, everybody.
Hold on. Is that someone else's or you made that one up?
I made that up. And I checked the internet and no one's ever used it.
It's terrible. Like, it's really, really bad. I don't even... Is it even a joke?
I don't know.
Nothing is original except for urinals. You know what's weird?
I get joy from hearing you say it.
At work...
Oh, my God. There's a urinal that's very...
We have a toilet.
Okay.
And the brand of it is Gerber.
Like the baby food?
Yeah. Gerber. Like, is it the same company? Something to look into.
I'm sure it's just a popular German name.
Okay, so I guess there's two companies. Like,
you know. The Gerbers are known for their...
Gerbers?
The Gerbers.
Okay, Okay, here's a new thing we're going to do at the end of each podcast.
Which is?
On the count to I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to rate this podcast on a scale from 1 to 10 at the same time. Just so think about it for a moment.
Well, what's the relative rating here?
One is the terrible, like, really, really bad, just like, as bad as you can get.
Our terrible or internet terrible?
No, our, like.
Oh, okay. So this is all relative to our past episodes.
But kind of like, also not just our own opinion, but just how it fits into, like, you think of regular podcasts.
Whoa. Well, now that's, if you're bringing other podcasts into this rating system.
One, you ready?
What? So what's 10?
10 is like the best episode ever.
Best episode of us? Or yeah, best sure, episode of like SGU? Or
no, of us. We'll never get over 5 if we compare to SGU.
Okay.
Okay, this is just on our scale.
Oh,
if you think this is our
favorite
best episode, it's 10, right?
Okay, let's do this.
If you think
this.
It's our worst, it's 1.
Okay.
Ready?
1, 2, two what?
I'm starting from 3. 1? I'm counting to 3.
Okay, you count.
1, 2, 3,
6.
4.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Stop. No, I just press stop.
Goodbye.
Who likes to drink Pepsi?
Not me, unless it's diet.
That's good to know. The line is all small.
Stop staring at it.